Hello. I am back again after another little hiatus, but this time I definitely want to be more consistent because I feel like I'm going to have a lot more to talk about. So, some of you may know, some of you might not know, I have moved to Portugal. I am currently living in, now let's hope I get the pronunciation of this right, but I'm currently living in Ericeira. So it's a little surf town, it's super cute. I am literally currently sitting on like a cliff watching people surf. Like I can see the sea, you can probably hear it. You could definitely hear a bit of the wind, so I apologize for that. But I don't know if you can hear waves in the distance as well. There's actually a few people out surfing right now because it doesn't look so good. The last few days, surf's not been so great, but apparently tomorrow gonna be some big waves, so hopefully it'll be good and I'll catch some. But yeah, so basically I'm here doing my first work away, which is really exciting. I've never done one of them before, so this is gonna be a completely new experience, which I will be taking you all along with me and sharing everything. But first, let's talk about saying goodbyes to everybody because, yeah, so basically I'm living here for the summer and then I'm moving to Canada afterwards. So we've just said bye-bye Ireland for foreseeable future, hopefully forever, who knows. But yeah, saying goodbye literally didn't feel real until the very last day before I left, which was kind of... It was weird. So I got here last Monday, 2nd of May. So I've basically been here just over a week now. And I had a going away party on the Saturday night, like with most of my friends and like some family. And it literally just felt like basically a normal night out. And, you know, everybody was there. Like, because, you know, like sometimes not everyone's going to be on every night out. And it was only until I woke up the next morning, I was like, whoa, oh my god, I'm actually going and doing this. And that was like the last time that I'm actually going to see some people for possibly a long time. Like, who knows? I don't even know how long it could be. But yeah, like it literally only hit me on the Sunday, the day before that I was flying, that I was like, oh, I'm actually going. But we don't say actual goodbyes. They're all just see you laters because we're going to see everyone again. So it's okay. So as I said, I got here last Monday and honestly, I didn't actually have any anxious feelings or anything like that. Whereas like usually, like I'm sure other people obviously feel this, when I go and do things that, you know, I'm nervous about, or like if it's something that I've never done before, like my stomach will be in absolute knots. Like I'll still be chill and calm, but inside I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. But I just wasn't like that, even though it hit me like on the Sunday. I was like, oh my god, I'm doing this. But I just didn't have any anxious, like anxiety, like nervous feelings. Even though I was literally like, okay, I'm leaving everyone, I just still felt so calm about it all. Like I just knew that it was all gonna be okay and it was all gonna work out, which was a really nice feeling. Like I kind of only realized it when I was on the plane, that I was like, oh, I actually don't really feel that nervous. And I also was excited to be back in the airport and everything because I actually really like being in the airport. Even though it's a little bit stressy, I'm a fan of being there, like get there early and just like chill out, read a book or watch some Netflix or something, and then I don't know, it's just nice because it's always, it gets me excited being in the airport, you know. But yeah, so basically I'm just assuming that me not having any anxiety is telling me that this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, because we all know I'm into that stuff. And yeah, I'm just clearly on the right path. Okay, so my first day I arrived here, and basically I'm volunteering in a guest house. So there's a few other volunteers there as well, and a few other girls from different countries, literally from like everywhere. There's a girl from Uruguay, there's someone from Italy, and there's another girl who's like half Polish, half French. They're honestly all so nice. basically I arrived and I was taking over for this other girl who was there. I can't remember where she was from. But it was actually really cute because I literally got there. She was like, "Do you surf?" I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Cool, I'm gonna go surfing now. Let's go." And we actually like vibed really well. She was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sad that I'm actually leaving and you're just taking my spot, because we would have gotten on like so well." But it was a really nice experience. Basically, as soon as I arrived in the house, she was like, "Yeah, let's go surf." I was like, "Oh, yeah, okay, this is the vibe. I like it. I'm here for it." And yeah, it just made me so happy that I was like, "Okay, this is gonna be a good time." And people are like, the first thing they say is like, "Yeah, let's go surfing together." I'm just very here for that. First night, I was actually exhausted. I think I went to sleep at literally about like 9 or 10 p.m. Because I had basically had barely any sleep, because I'd been out on Saturday and then like got home super late, and then I was up at like 2 a.m. to go to the airport then, so like Sunday night, you know, early Monday morning. So I basically had no sleep, so I went to bed so early. But I had the strangest dreams, but also when I looked up their meaning, it made perfect sense. So I had that like classic tooth loss dream. I feel like so many people have that dream where their teeth are falling out. And then I also had a dream where someone died. Like, I know that's a bit morbid, but like, I didn't really know them. It was basically just like somebody in the dream died. So I looked up both of those meanings, and death in a dream usually means that there's like some kind of change or like an ending happening in your life that you're dealing with. So literally, obviously, that was a change. I just changed the country that I live in. And then tooth loss can also be loss of control or like a deep personal loss, or you're worried about losing something or someone important to you, which also definitely relates at the moment as well. So it was just like really weird that I had both of those dreams, and the fact that like the meanings like aligned perfectly, like with what was going on. It was so strange, because usually, I don't know, my dreams are very kind of real life sort of. They're just like, feel like I'm just like living a day in my life, and they don't really, like, I never really look up those meanings, because I'm just like, ah, that was just like a normal, my brain just processing the day or something, you know. But this was like weird. I also, oh, the tooth loss dreams freak me out so much. But anyway, so continuing on with my first week in Portugal, went on my first night out. I think that was maybe my second night here or third night here, not sure. But yeah, I went out with the other people that I'm volunteering with. Yeah, so we basically just went to two different bars, and then the second one was kind of more like, I'm gonna say club vibes, but take that term very loosely, because honestly the size of the bar was like the size of somebody's kitchen, like my own kitchen. Like it was very small but packed with people, and then yeah, just like playing music, dancing, everything. And then naturally, of course, after being there for about 10 minutes, I asked one of the girls that I was with, I was like, "Do you think the DJ takes requests?" Some of you are gonna know where this is going. So I basically went up to the DJ. Now this was like some old man as well. Like when I say old, like I literally mean he was probably like, he could have been like 70 or something, like I don't know. It was literally just this old man DJ. So I went up with like my notes app on my phone, being like, "Can you play Shake That by Eminem?" I think I was basically emphasizing that I wanted to hear Eminem, but so we ended up playing Real Slim Shady, which is like, fine, we'll take it. And I literally played it like a few minutes after I had asked. But obviously I rapped the whole thing, but it was so funny because other people saw me, and then this dude literally grabbed his friends and was like, "Yo, this girl knows all the words," and was just like telling all of his friends. And then I like saw him afterwards and stuff, and he's like, "Oh my god, it's the girl that knows all the Eminem words." And I was like, "Yeah." And yeah, it'd just be really funny if that's just what I get known for here, because yeah, big win if that happens. But also, you can't be Irish without literally bumping into another Irish person abroad and finding a mutual friend. Here 2 days and that happened. It was insane. So while I was out in this place, I went over to the bathroom, and while I was standing outside in the queue, this guy complimented my outfit, and I was just like saying where I got it. So I was wearing my Subtle Poison, the like green cargo pants and a pink top. Shout out to Subtle Poison. Use code Kena for discount if you're ever buying anything. Cutest clothes ever. But yeah, I was like, oh yeah, it's my friend's brand. And then he's asking where his base. I was like, Ireland. And he's like, no, like where in Ireland? So I'm like, Dublin. He's like, yeah, where in Dublin? And I was like, oh, well, like I'm from South Dublin. He was like, yeah, where in South Dublin? And I was like, and he's like, I live in South Dublin. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I like such a place, whatever. And so I was like, oh, well, like where do you live? It turns out he literally lives right beside where I used to swim every day. And it was so funny because he was like, oh, sick. Maybe I'll see you there someday. Because obviously he was only here on a holiday. And I was like, yeah, no, maybe you won't though. Like, I'm not really coming back. So, you know, big yikes. But anyway, night went on and then the place closed. So we were like, everyone's like standing outside. And I ended up bumping into him again. And I don't know how it came up, but suddenly I saw that he had a Clada tattooed on him. And I was like, oh, no way. I literally have the exact same tattoo. And like showed him my one and we were like, that's so funny. And then everyone was like, ah, like random, like you guys have the same tattoo. And I was like, yeah, it was a Clada Irish thing, you know. But then, because we were like, oh, well, like you live in Dublin. I was like, oh, I wonder, do we have any mutual friends? So we went, like, you know, found each other on Instagram. And then literally there was, I think it was like 13 or 14 like mutuals. And one of them was like one of the girls that I've been tattooed by before, Squid Ink. If you ever want hand poke tattoos, go to her. She's really good. But I was like, oh yeah, she's done these tattoos, whatever. And then she's done like two tattoos that were like raising money for breast cancer. And I showed him the one that's on the back of my arm and he literally had the exact same one. Like he had it somewhere else, but he had the exact same one. I was like, for God's sake, why do we both have two different matching tattoos? Like how typical an Irish person to find another Irish person and they know the same people. And then, yeah, like, of course this would happen. But anyway, so some more bits that I got up to. I tried hitchhiking for the first time, which was like wild because I think, I don't know, you don't really see that in Ireland. Maybe you see it more in like outside Dublin. But yeah, didn't do it alone. I was with one of the other girls. We were like coming back from the supermarket and we were like, yeah, we were carrying so much food because we just bought food to have a barbecue all together. And yeah, we're like, yeah, no, we don't want to walk. So tried hitchhiking, got picked up by these guys in a van. And I feel like this is definitely just like a way that you could meet some really cool people. Because basically the guys who stopped for us, we were literally like, yeah, you should actually just come to our barbecue. Now they actually didn't show up. But I feel like the idea of just like inviting people to come to something like that, just like randomly, is such a cool way of like making new friends, meeting interesting people. And there's so many people from different countries here as well. So I'd say there's a lot of cool stories to hear. Sorry, I'm just like also watching someone catch a wave and like they caught it like all the way in. It's really cool. But yeah, I'm gonna try hitchhiking more because also cheap way of getting around instead of having to walk everywhere. Not that everywhere is really far, but like, I mean, a free lift, who wouldn't want a free lift? Sorry, I also know that this is literally just gonna be like me just telling loads of different stories and basically just catching people up, because I was gonna kind of share stories on my close friends on Instagram and stuff, but yeah, I can't really be bothered. So this is just going to be my like way of telling everything that's happening to me so that everyone can just listen and whatever, if they want to know what's happening. But yeah, so then the other night we went out to this place called 58, which is like this surf skate shop, and it turns into a club on Saturdays. So it's basically just filled with surfers and skaters, and yeah, like all the men look the same, like, you know, the vibe. Like I post on my stories, like so many baggy pants in one place. Like I've never seen so many baggy pants in one place, but some very, very cute boys as well.
is my first Portuguese boy, so congrats to me. But no, it was a really good time, and I actually had like a few people, obviously, you know, everyone's like chatting to each other, like a lot of people didn't know that I was Irish. Like they'd be like, oh hey, like where are you from or something, and I'd kind of be like, oh guess, and like a few people said that I look German. I think it's like the blonde hair, and like they were like, oh yeah, blonde hair, blue eyes. So I was like, my eyes are actually green, but you know, if you're like out, can't really tell basically because they're not brown or whatever. But yeah, so apparently I don't look super Irish. And then one guy I was like saying, when he like guessed, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm from Ireland. And he was like, you're the most beautiful Irish person I've ever seen and everything. So really getting the confidence levels up too, you know, I don't mind that, which is kind of funny. I was like, okay, thanks, I'll take it. I was like, oh, I don't know, but yeah. Also, the last kind of thing that I want to talk about is that basically I just can't believe I never went away sooner. Like, as I said, I'm literally sitting here on like a cliff looking out at the ocean, which is just like so blue. The sky is blue, it's like 22 degrees. Like I'm probably getting a tan sitting here. I actually had thought I hadn't really gotten a tan at all so far, but then I like took my watch off and saw like a watch line, so I was like, yes, finally getting a bit of a tan. But yeah, I just can't believe I never left sooner, because I was walking home from the beach after sunbathing for a few hours yesterday, and it literally just hit me that I was like, oh my god, I'm living here for the next few months, and this is just how people live every day. Like, they just get to go out in the sun and sunbathe if they want, and they get to surf every day if they want, and like skate every day, like pretty much like every day of their lives. Like the skate park is, oh, I cannot stress enough how close it is. It is literally 2 minutes, literally basically next door to where I'm staying. I'm like, oh my god, it's so close. And you can see the sunset from it every night, because obviously West Coast, so. But like the way it's like set up, it's just like you see the sun like come down like all the way, and it's just like shining there, and you're like, whoa, this is just magical. Like the views are insane. But yeah, obviously the people who live here would have like jobs and wouldn't have as much free time as I do now, but it really just made me think about how I really do just prefer this like whole lifestyle. Like I don't know, probably naive of me to say, but I just like can't see myself going back to anything other than like a similar sort of lifestyle to this, where you can actually go out and do things, especially because the winter in Ireland is like so bleak. It's just so dark and so wet. It's really demotivating that like you can't go out or anything. Like, I don't mean like out, I just mean outside, because obviously I have so many outdoor activities that I love to do, and I know that I kept up swimming like most of the winter, but it's just so much nicer here. So yeah, I don't know, it just seems so chill and easygoing, like everyone just has so many like general good vibes. Like, I don't know, everyone has been so nice that I've spoken to. Like, it's actually not that difficult to kind of make friends. I don't know, I think I got lucky as well with how I'm obviously volunteering with like other girls who are really nice, and like some of them have already been here like a little bit longer, so like they've met a few people and then basically like introduce me to them, and then basically you just like make one friend and then make friends with their friends, and then they know other people. But everyone's really chatty everywhere anyway, like even in the skate park, like people just talk to you in the lineup, like literally when you're trying to catch a wave, like people will kind of talk to you. Like on my first day here, when I went out surfing, like I think I literally like stepped foot into the guest house, and yeah, the girl was like, come surfing. I was like, okay. So I was out for a bit, and then somehow I ended up talking to this guy out in the water, and it was like his first day here too, and he was only staying for the week. But then we ended up like talking for ages, and just like obviously being like, yeah, where are you from, blah blah blah. And then I was like, oh yeah, see you around, because I have a really obvious wetsuit, so it's pink, and then the symbol for the brand kind of looks like Pac-Man. And then he's like, oh, I'm gonna be like surfing at these times, like maybe I'll see you. I was like, yes, like cool, like if I'm not like doing my work or whatever. And then I actually didn't end up seeing him. I was like, oh no. And then only on his last day, so I think it was on Saturday, I was like out paddling just to like get to the back, and I literally just hear someone shout being like, hey, the pink Pac-Man wetsuit girl. I was like, yeah, and like turned around, and then he was like, we met on the first day. I was like, oh my god, yeah. So I feel like it's really cool that you just like will bump into these people, and then just you just see them randomly again, and then like, I don't know, I feel like it's just like really cool that's like, yeah, I'll just like see you surfing tomorrow at this time, or I don't know, it's just like really easy to talk to people. In conclusion, I am living my best life, I am living the dream. But yeah, probably gonna be some more stories as we go on this journey, and yeah, I'm just so grateful and so happy to be here, because I don't know, I just can't believe it, but I really am so happy. Just looking at the ocean right there. Probably gonna have to go for a swim now, because yeah, I'm gonna have to. Anyway, love yous and leave yous. Until next time, bye.